Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. The number 855-450-FREE. Hot topic tonight has been spanking.
Yeah.
The discipline of children, whether or not it is dangerous to do this. 855-450-FREE. I think it is. I think it teaches kids that violence solves problems, and I think that's an incredibly dangerous lesson. And also likely encourages obedience through fear, not through rationale, not through explanation, not through understanding, but just simply through fear of what violence might come. And I think that the studies, there have been a lot of them on this. There was one that we cited earlier, looked at 62 years worth of information on parents and spanking and what happens with the kids down the line, that showed the more spanking is employed, the more, the negative consequences come out of it. So obviously if you spank less often than some other parents, that's better than spanking more often. And according to just a recap for those of you just tuning in, the 62 years of data found that the more often a child is spanked, the greater is the risk of childhood aggression and other antisocial behaviors such as lying, cheating, and bullying. Children who are raised with spankings are less likely to learn right from wrong and are more likely to misbehave behind their parents' backs. We had Esmeralda on the line from Medford. She dropped off during the break, but you had said something before.
Esmeralda said that Dr. James Dobson supported spanking, and he's the guy from Focus on the Family. I was certain that he had a degree in divinity, and I was wrong. And I think that this is something that you often don't get on the radio, is people admitting when they're dead wrong. And I was dead wrong. The fact is, Dr. James Dobson was, had his degree in psychology. He was, he attended Point Loma Nazarene University, and he was, had all kinds of degrees here. And this guy's
Nazarene University.
Excuse me, is that what I said?
University, right?
Yes. Okay. So he's spent 17 years on the staff of the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, Division of Child Development and Medical Genetics. Dobson is a licensed psychologist in the state of California. So,
of course, just because someone's a doctor or a licensed doesn't mean they're right.
I don't think it does. Right. But he does advocate for spanking here, and some of his views on spanking are things like anyone who has ever abused a child or has ever felt himself losing control during a spanking should not expose the child to that tragedy. He doesn't believe that spanking should be administered by anyone but qualified parents. Anyone who has a violent temper at times becomes unmanageable should not use that approach. And if they shouldn't use the approach of spanking, does that mean that there are equally effective approaches? And then why would you employ spanking? It would be my question.
Indeed, I think there clearly
are. He says anyone who secretly enjoys the administration of corporal punishment should not be the one to implement it. But if somebody enjoys corporal punishment, why would they not implement it?
Indeed.
I mean, that seems crazy to me. He gives some advice on how to administer a child here, and I think it's very interesting. It says, yes, I believe there should be a limit as long as tears represent a genuine release of emotion. You should spank the child until they release tears. They should be permitted to fall, but crying quickly changes from inner sobbing to an expression of protest. Real crying usually lasts 2 minutes or less, but may continue to 5. After that point, the child is merely complaining, and the change should be recognized in the tone and intensity of the child's voice. I would require him to stop the protest crying, usually by offering him a little more of whatever caused the original tears.
Meaning more spanking.
More spanking. And younger children crying can easily be stopped by getting them interested in something else.
Well, what do you think of that?
What? Spanking a child for being upset about spanking? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. I mean,
it sounds like crazy talk.
I don't know. For us, in my family, timeouts have worked. I have heard plenty of people say that they don't believe in any kind of punishment.
What about withdrawal?
That doesn't work.
What about withdrawal of privileges? Like, what does Jack really like that you could remove? Like, have you tried that? Have you even need to go on to that
stage? I don't think he's old enough for that, really. I mean, the world is what the world is to Jack at this point.
Sometimes, though, he likes certain things. Like, he asks you to read him a certain book or something like that.
I'm not gonna stop reading books to my child because he's been bad. Sorry.
Good point.
End of story. There might be certain snacks and things that he wants to get.
How do you time him out? What is the technique that you use?
You take him, I don't usually, honestly, I'm not the disciplinarian in my family. Generally, my wife does it. I am not the child rearer as much, but she takes him in there. I have done it too. Takes him in, sits him down on the chair, tells him why He's sitting down on the chair, explain what the behavior was.
Is this like a timeout chair? Is he always in this chair for timeout?
Yes.
Okay.
And so he sits there. He's required to sit for, it's 1 minute for every year of age. He sits there for 3 minutes. You come back, you tell him what happened. You tell him that you love him. You ask for a hug. And you do some stuff afterwards to play and have fun.
Let's go to Dave listening in Maine, Portland, WGAN. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are we?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Well, all sorts of stuff. I'm listening to this conversation. I'm going, wow, I got so many good ideas. You know, I know I'm not God, but I'm good.
All right, here's your chance. Go ahead with at least one of them.
Hey, I hurt kids myself, you know, and I spanked my kids. I was spanked when I was a kid. But, you know, I think most of us, you know, thought that when we get to be parents, we're going to do a better job, didn't we?
I don't know that I ever thought that, but I think that that is a common way to think. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go with that. You know, I said, well, I'm going to explain to my kids, you know, why I'm doing that, and I wrote down a couple things. You know, always communicate with them, mm-hmm. always tell them we love them, but you shouldn't hide underneath, you know, the truck like that, because Daddy could run you over. You know, there can be danger.
Sure.
You know, and if they do it two or three times, sometimes I think we have to spank them to get your attention. Say, no, we can't do that. We don't want to get hurt. I love you, and I don't want you to get hurt.
Argument that I think that is the very best argument for spanking. You have a behavioral issue that you have not been able to address up to this point. You've tried every other means of discipline.
Well, that we can think of.
Right. I mean, and that's all you can do as a parent, is you can think and you can do your very best to try to handle it. And then at the end of your rope, you try spanking. And I'm not going to say that this is this is an unacceptable way to do it. And to me, what it does is it shows the child, look, I've tried everything else to get you to stop doing this dangerous behavior.
Can I interrupt? Can we say, look, you know, say if we do, you know, get in that circumstance and we find ourselves slapping their little padded fat bottom that God made, you know, can we talk to them like adults and say, hey, can you stop doing that? I don't want to, you know, spank you, but I'm trying to get your attention. You know, we have to communicate. Have to tell them we love them. We got to communicate.
I think you do need to talk to young people like adults. I thank you, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. And, look, I get it. You know, it can be frustrating to deal with disciplinary situations. And if it's the last resort, then it is what it is. And I hope that, you know, people try to do whatever else they can. And I think stopping and thinking and giving it time and, you know, conversing with your partner if you have one to figure out where to go next. Anything that you can put in between the actual incident, whatever anger you might have been feeling in the beginning, and then whatever comes up down the line is a good thing.
For me, spanking is the last resort. What I've decided to do is I want it to be such the last resort that I haven't used it, and I'm not going to use it. I've decided to myself, okay, so, you know, like, to me, I want to attempt this parental experiment of not spanking and see how that works for me. And I don't, like, so I've got, you know, 3.5 years of continuity here. I don't want to break that continuity. That's what my sort of concern is. I don't know, a single child versus having several. Sometimes, you know, parents will make all kinds of different arguments. Some parents will argue that you shouldn't spank too young. Some parents will argue you shouldn't spank too old. It's interesting how, you know, the different ideas just on the use of this topic. And, you know, here, so some will say that certain people shouldn't spank. Dr. James Dobson says that. And to me, that means that there are other disciplinary tactics that are at least as effective as spanking. If there are, why would you use spanking?
Let's talk to Michael, listening in Virginia to WNIS in Norfolk. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. Sure, there are many ways of disciplining a child. There are many ways of disciplining elected politicians. Beyond simply waiting for the next election to come around and not vote for them.
I've got to say I support spanking politicians.
I don't know where you're going with this, Michael. We'll bring you back and find out here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do.
for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. And number 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with smartphones who like quick access to our live streams and podcasts. Just visit m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m. freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for the perfect treat for this year's holiday party, or perhaps a new gift idea for friends or family, this year consider George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends or family or coworkers. This is a high-end, delicious treat that you can really give folks as a gift, and they'll love it. Order by Monday, December the 19th, to make sure you have it in time for Christmas. You can get George's Famous Baklava at mandrick.com, mandrik.com. There is no C in mandrick, mandrick.com.
So we continue with you and your thoughts. We were talking about spanking, but Michael seems to be kind of going into a different direction, talking about spanking politicians. Michael, where are we going with that?
Well, here in Norfolk, we believe in creativity as an important element to everything that we do. And obviously, if you limit
yourself... Now, when you say we, are you speaking for everyone in Norfolk?
I'm speaking for the elite class in Norfolk, I'll put it that way.
So you're an elite. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So what we do is we want to go beyond simply spanking. And we want to go beyond simply not voting for our politicians. Now, the politicians themselves, when they go to Washington, when they get divorced from us, like a child divorced from his father because his mother has divorced his father, we have to think about doing things a little bit differently. The politicians get up in Washington. And the Speaker of the House can deny them office space to discipline them. They can do all kinds of things to discipline our representatives that the general public doesn't know about. They don't know about the politics inside politics. So when we try to deal with our politicians, we're left to deal with those few politicians who appear on the media as the darlings of the media, while the vast majority of our representatives do not appear on those national media formats. So we have no connection with them whatsoever. And we're going to have to decide to do what you've done here tonight. You have given us alternatives as to how we can more effectively discipline our children, because spanking is not the only discipline. And I think you should hold a similar program to what you held tonight, referring to the ways that we can deal with our politicians.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you are a member of the elite, I mean, couldn't you just not give money to their campaign? Because I thought politicians were working for the elites. Like, you know, you give money in their campaign and they go and they, you know, bring some pork back to you and your company, or, you know, pass some sort of regulation that hurts your competition. Are you telling me that you're having problems reining them in when they get to Washington?
Oh, look, I'm saying there's an unlimited number of things that you can do. You can go to a congressman's office and give him two checks and just say, well, look, the other check doesn't go into effect until you make this change in your policy. And that's perfect.
I bet that's a pretty effective tactic. I thank you for the call, Michael. In fact, giving incentives.
It's a shame that buying politicians works, but buying politicians works.
Well, and you know, I think giving incentives is another suggestion here. It's actually on the list here of the 10 ways to handle discipline dilemmas over at iVillage.com. But we'll give you number 6 first here. Refuse to get angry. Instead of focusing on your child's misbehavior and working yourself into a lather, think of each conflict as an opportunity to guide and direct your child. And of course, you're more likely to think of other options if you're not angry. So giving yourself some time is important. That's why they mentioned pausing earlier. Don't enact the discipline right there on the spot. Give some time to think about it and to consider what the best way to handle that situation would be. You can't make real good decisions when you're angry. I don't know if you have you ever noticed that in your life? Like, whenever you've been angry, you tend to not really think about all the options and not think too clearly about things.
That's absolutely true. Another thing I'm thinking right now about discipline and spanking is that video that came out of the judge recently spanking the, basically it looked like beating, a 16-year-old daughter,
16-year-old daughter,
teenage daughter, and I think it was over downloading music
right.
on the internet.
He called it stealing.
Okay, whatever his thought was, is, you know, whether it's justified or not, it looked really bad. And yeah. I think that this...
He didn't know he was being recorded.
Right. And I think that this is what it comes down to, is spanking is becoming socially unacceptable. And
you think so?
I think
they say that like 70-80% of Americans agree with spanking?
I think it's going down that road. That's the way that's going. And you know, even if you have sort of justification for spanking, people talk about it in the grocery store and things like that. And I gotta say that it doesn't make one look good. And if there are punishments that are equally as effective or more effective, I mean, it depends on the study and the information you read, then why wouldn't you employ those instead?
Number 7, give incentives. This has to be one of my favorites. It's one I remember working with me really well as a child, where, like, I remember when I was growing up, and I think it was probably, you know, early elementary school, maybe preschool, I had a star chart, and my parents would give me, you know, little silver star stickers or gold mm-hmm. star stickers, and if I was good on a particular day or instance or whatever, then I would get a gold star for that day or silver star.
Enough stars result in something great.
Yeah, ice cream cone or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember what the prize was at the end, but yeah, if I get enough stars, then, and probably could slip up once or twice or something like that. Maybe if you slip up, you get one thing, or maybe if you're perfect, you get another thing. So you can have different levels of incentives. But that worked really well.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work with every child necessarily. I mean, I can tell you that right now we're dealing with an issue with Jack that all the incentives in the world are not effective. I mean, I could offer him anything he wants, and it just isn't getting the job done.
What's the issue?
He will not. He's gone poop on the potty once,
and he hasn't done it since.
And he doesn't want to go poop on the potty.
Oh darn!
And you know that's that. And I mean, I'm just saying it doesn't work for every child.
Right,
and
right.
Every technique does not work for every child, and this is
so. You should have multiple.
I absolutely agree.
Right.
One of our thought process is that sooner or later he's going to figure it out on his own.
Let's talk to Tim, listening to KUSA in Washington. Tim, in the Yakima area, you're on Free Talk Live. Tim and
Hello,
Yakima.
How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to this, the back and forth with, your listeners and you about punishing kids and what have you. I'm 60 years old. I got a 10-year-old daughter.
Okay.
For the last 3 years, she's lived alone with my ex-wife. Oh. But she was never spanked. She stood in the corner for, a number of times. But
I want to hear more, Tim. Stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. More with Tim and your thoughts as well at 855-453.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you want. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to talk to you about whatever is on your mind, though everybody seems to want to have a chat about the issue of spanking and raising children, disciplining them. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number here. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up February 23rd through the 26th. I am pretty excited. It's been too long since we've been to a Liberty Forum. There was a mishap this year, and they didn't have one due to an organizer issue. They brought the original organizer back on board, and he is putting it together in a big way. I think all indicators show this is going to be the biggest Liberty Forum thus far, and it's always a big event with a lot of people, with a couple hundred, maybe 500, I don't know how many people come to this thing over the weekend. Hundreds of people who love liberty will come to this event and be together, and that's the best reason to come along. But you also get to see excellent speakers, people like Peter Schiff. You might have heard of him. He's a big shot financial advisor.
The guy who predicted the economic downturn, essentially. He's the one who gets the credit for it, at least.
He and Ron Paul. But yeah, he, and of course, Ron Paul has been at past Liberty Forums. And so Peter Schiff will be one of the keynote speakers. Also, Jack Spirko is going to be there from the Survival Podcast. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government.
Joel Salatin from the author of You Can Farm.
He's another keynote speaker.
He was the guy, the farmer in Food Inc., I believe.
Joel Salatin as the second keynote speaker. I think he's the Saturday night keynote speaker. And there could be panel discussions. People will be talking about moving to New Hampshire and their experiences. There's going to be a civil disobedience panel, among others. So you can come out and experience that. But the real reason is to be around other people who love freedom and who are willing to do something about it. Because a lot of the people that will attend are people like us, Mark, who've already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging into one geographic area. That area happens to be New Hampshire. And others who attend will be those who are maybe on the fence, or maybe who are planning a move but haven't quite
been able to execute it quite yet due to, you know, job issues or family issues or whatever other things tying them down, strings tying them down to where they are. It's a good excuse to come up and experience the community of liberty lovers that we have here already, as hundreds have already made the move for the Free State Project. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can sign up with using our coupon code, and you'll save 10% on the already incredibly affordable price. I mean, you're talking about approximately $200 for a week, a weekend-long convention, Thursday through Sunday. It's a great deal. You know, add to that hotel costs, and of course you can split a hotel room with multiple people, so you can save extra there. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use coupon code FTL2012. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there, so look forward to seeing you, hopefully. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Tim is back with us listening to KUSA in Washington. Tim, you had just barely gotten started. You said that you had a daughter, and you were just getting into disciplinary techniques and things you wanted to say.
So yeah, well... you know, she's 10 now. I'm 60. She's been living with her mother for the last 3 years alone because we're divorced. But we never spanked her. You know, we explained every error that she made. We explained to her. And, you know, she ended up in the corner. And today she is the top, the number one in her class for the last 3-4 years, okay, and never needed to be spanked, okay? My one of the things I wanted to say to you and make this broadcast to the people that are listening, okay, if you beat a child, you need to go to jail, okay?
Whoa. When you say beat, I mean, do you mean spanking?
No, okay. Not spanking. I'm talking about beat.
Because I think, okay, the line is kind of blurry. I mean, we had someone call in earlier who explained that when he was being raised by his aunt and uncle, that if he squirmed during the spanking, which would have only been 5 lashes with a belt, it turned into 100 lashes with a belt.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's beating?
Well, that is beating. Okay. But what I'm going to talk about is something that I experienced. I was in Walmart a couple of years ago, and as I walked up the aisle, there's a kid, probably 3 years old, maybe a little bit older, you've seen these, you know, where the kid sits in the cart. The kid's crying, and the father is, or the man, I don't know if it's father, what have you, is saying, "Shut up, stop. Okay, stop your crying." And as I walked by, I heard a ka-thunk, okay? And I looked back, and the kid's nose is about halfway across his face on the right-hand side and bleeding like a stuffed pig, okay? Yeah. I went back there, and I said, "Hey, listen, okay, you touch that kid again, and I'm going to rip your heart out." And he said, "Who the hell are you?" And I said, "I'm the guy who put you in a hospital." And he was stupid enough to throw a punch. Okay?
Oh, wow.
When I broke his elbow and turned it back, it was a left punch, okay? And my training, okay, and we're not going to go into that, but I'm a former spook. My training was, as soon as that elbow was broken back, okay, I took out his knee, okay? Jeez. And then I called 911 and said, "Hey, listen, we got a child here that needs help."
I don't think the guy needs to go to jail. I think he's had enough punishment right there. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I don't think that, look, as disturbing as spanking or any abuse of children is to me, I don't think that jail is usually a good solution, and I think that sometimes these problems solve themselves.
Well, and in this instance, you can see how him coming back, and I can absolutely understand being frustrated and upset by this situation, but the threat of violence brought more violence, and it continued the cycle. Now, this backs up what you've been saying all along here, is that violence is a cycle. And, you know, I don't know whether I entirely believe that that's the case. I think that, that one can use, force in order to prevent further force. But there's a strong argument that violence begets violence.
Right. I don't agree that violence. I'm more of this kind of person who's going to ostracize somebody who's treating their kids in a way that I don't like, or maybe, you know, work on rescuing the kids from that family. I can see that being a possibility. Violence isn't my solution. However, it's something realistic, right? Like, as a parent who's abusing a child, there's a realistic chance you're going to encounter someone like Tim if you're at Walmart. And so keep that in mind. Let's continue as we go to Scotty, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Scotty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys were talking earlier about Dr. Paul Dobson. Did I get that right?
James Dobson. Yeah.
And as you were listing off his qualifications, you noted that he had attended a school that was religious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he went to a secular one too. He got his degree from the University of Southern California, also.
Yeah, and that was one of the points I wanted to bring out is that. When it came to the fact that went to a religious school, you guys, or at least one of you, I don't want to generalize because I know I heard one.
Yeah, that was me. That was Ian.
That was a religious school, you know. So, my wife and I are both professionals. I'm a teacher. I teach elementary school, so I deal with lots of children in the day. And my wife is a counselor that deals with children all day as well. And we're both religious. So my question is, does religion disqualify someone's expertise? I mean, is that something that...
No, I don't think so. I just think it depends on... I think it depends on the religion and the beliefs within that religion. I think some of them are more likely to excuse raising a hand to a child.
Right, but I would say that probably Dr. James Dobson's opinion on spanking, it would be my guess here, is informed by some extent in his belief in a 2,000 to 3,000-year-old document.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. See, and that's kind of where I'm coming from. See, my wife and I are Christians, see, and we both have a degree. And my wife has a master's degree. I'm working on my master's. And
well, as a Christian, I have a question for you, and I'd like to bring you back here in a moment, more with Scotty. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, but you shouldn't call in now. If you're on hold, we'll do our best to get to you. The phones are loaded. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here. Actually, it's 855-450-FREE, but don't bother calling it right now. We're loaded up. It's our final segment.
Put it in your phone for later.
Right, exactly. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, do head on over and shop with us. It is that holiday season, to time to buy friends and family some gifts, if that's what you're into. You can, of course, go any time of year to shop.freetalklive.com and get access to Amazon and Newegg there. And when you click into the Amazon links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. If you click into the Newegg links, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of your purchase. So a couple different ways to support some liberty organizations. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to find those links. Again, just enter through the Amazon links there to help Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about spanking and disciplining children, some alternatives to spanking. Got a couple more of those to share with you from a nice piece about, you know, how it is that that's not the only option people have. And let's go first, though, to Scotty, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Scotty, you were saying that you're religious, you're a Christian, I believe is what you said, and as is your wife. Do you support spanking as a Christian?
Absolutely. I mean, if I'm a Christian and I honor the Word of God, which I do, then I have no other choice. But it says, I mean, I can't say I don't have any other choice. But in other words, what I'm saying is, it says very plainly that if you love your child, you won't spare the rod. And I'm not using the spare the rod for the child.
This leads me right into my question, because, I mean, I used to be a Christian, and I've, you know, certainly I like to think I have some understanding of what it is to be a Christian. I guess my question is if it says to raise, you know, if you, you're supposed to use the rod against children in the Bible, or else you'll spoil them, what about the whole turn the other cheek thing? What about forgiveness?
That's absolutely a part of it. And what you have to understand is that what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about turning the other cheek is when someone has done you wrong, you don't do wrong back to them. And I understand where your argument is going, that if a child has done wrong, that you should turn your back, that you should forgive them. When a parent spanks their child appropriately, they've already forgiven them. They're not spanking them because, I'm not going to spank my child because I'm angry with him or because I'm holding a grudge against him. I'm going to spank him because in the real world, there are consequences. And what the Bible refers to when it says using the rod against your child is not raising a fool. If you look at the scripture constantly, it refers to if you love your child and you want to raise a child who will honor you and be a good child, that's what you do. It's not saying, it's not a matter of forgiveness or not. Absolutely, well, Christians should forgive.
Well, I have this question. I think that's a strong statement, and I agree with that. But my question is the term rod metaphorical? Does rod mean discipline for the child, and therefore can other forms of discipline besides corporal punishment be godly?
Well, you know, I think that it can be metaphorical, but at the same time, it is literal. When you look at the root of the word rod in Hebrew that it's talking about in Proverbs, because I just looked it up, buckled, it means a rod or a staff or a literal.
Sure. But that doesn't mean that it's not metaphorical. I mean, just because it literally means rod doesn't mean that it does not mean it metaphorically. And here's my question to you. When you spank and discipline your child, do you use your hand or do you use an actual rod?
Well, no.
Because I have never met a Christian that uses a wooden dowel to discipline their child. My mom used a wooden spoon sometimes. Sometimes she used her hand. And so, therefore, if you're going to take this, it is the word of God stance. I think that it is a very difficult position to take, because if you are not using, in fact, a rod, you are not doing what is godly.
Yes, you're right, and that's why I said at the same time it does have a metaphorical meaning,
How can it be both?
Thank you, Scotty. I appreciate it. We've got to move on here. Number eight, be flexible. If your little one asks, these are alternatives to spanking. We've been through, we're going to go through 10 of them here. Can I just finish watching this show before we go? Be reasonable. If you have the time to spare, make room for your child's request. This is a great way for kids to learn about the art of negotiation. Number nine, drop out of power struggles. Nothing is as frustrating or less productive as having a showdown with your little one. Invite your child to cooperate by saying something like, I've got a problem. I want you to wear a clean shirt, and you insist on wearing the same old one every day. How can we solve this problem? Your child is more likely to cooperate if he comes up with the solution. Number 10, be smart. Parents will often deal with problems in a set manner, even if their approach isn't helping. If what you're doing isn't working, find a more effective way to handle the problem. It's much easier to change your approach than it is to change your child. Ask yourself, what can I do differently that will inspire a better reaction from my child? We're going to continue here with Joshua, listening in Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wow. I'll keep it brief, but so much to go over. First of all, I was raised with a code where if I did XYZ, I knew I would get ABC swats. So I was in charge of whether I got spanked, and I used that privilege liberally. Second, my parents actually did use a wooden rod. It was a handle unscrewed from a croquet mallet.
Oh, my God.
Hell. Well, no, think about it. It's wide enough.
I am.
To damage or even raise a well. Okay? You only got to hit them once or twice, and they get the point. Most of the time, it did not even draw tears, but it was persuasive.
How old are you talking about here? To me, a handle of a croquet mallet is between 3/4 of an inch and an inch in diameter. I mean, that's a pretty substantial stick.
Yeah, but how hard do you swing it?
I don't know.
And you're only hard enough there. The idea is to provide calculated pain, which answers something Ian mentioned earlier. How can you hit someone and not be angry with them? That's not difficult at all if you're involved in training someone and their ability to rationally control their behavior is less than their ability to cause problems. And you need to inflict some kind of persuasion that is primarily emotional or experience-based.
So what about rational arguments rather than, rather than physical discipline?
Sure. Well, rational arguments work great until you've got a fascination that's greater than rational arguments, like children playing with matches.
When you just take the matches away.
Well, and then you're going to clear them out of all the neighbors' houses so they can't steal some out of the cupboard when they're over there?
Well, if they're over at the neighbor's house, you're not going to know about it, right?
No, they're going to bring them home and burn down your house.
Well, I think that, you know, I think there's an argument to be made for, you know, raising a child to be, you know, able to live in a house that has matches or lighters or things in it like that. I mean, you know, fire is a fascinating thing for young children. And
I'm fascinated by it today. Thanks, Joshua, for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Johnson listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, so earlier it was mentioned that people who beat their children say that they love them. And there's actually this psychological phenomenon that the brain tries to protect itself. And many, many years back, I gave you a book. It's actually still up on your shelf called Vital Lies, Simple Truths, The Psychology of Self-Deception. And I read it just on a whim. I saw it, and I picked it up and just sort of skimmed through, and I thought it was really interesting. It talks about stories about a psychologist who gets mauled by a lion, thinks he's going to die, and how his brain sort of deals with the trauma and how the brain allows you to that allows it to lie to itself. And what I found really interesting as I was reading the book is I made all these parallels about how people who are abused by government lie to themselves. And there are some things in this that talk about how to sort of deal with that and how to answer that and sort of get people past and fix them. I mean, because it really is, it's like a broken part of their brain that they've gone through this traumatic thing, and in order to deal with it, people, like, shut off, you know, certain parts, and they don't deal with it, so they lie to themselves, and they create this lie that they have to believe. And if you get them to try and not believe this lie, they get crazy, they get freaked out. You know, they won't accept the truth.
So how does that tie into spanking?
Well, because, you know, parents, they think it's a loving act, because they were spanked when they were kids, so they see it as love, because they've lied to themselves. They've twisted, you know, something that's, like, so obvious. It's like, oh, is spanking an act of love, really? You know, like, it's such a lie.
Clearly. Well, I mean, if you hit your wife or hit your husband, I mean, that's not an act of love. Johnson, great point. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Chris, listening to Kane That Out in Oregon. Chris, go ahead.
Hi. I come from a family of six, and my dad never really spanked or anything like that. He was kind of like one of those aloof dads, you know, always in the garage working on cars. But my mom, she was the spanker. And she had, like, a this big, thick piece of wood with, like, seed holes in it. It was, like, made of oak.
My goodness.
And we got spanked with it, you know? And
do you feel like that was the right choice for her? We're short on time. You got to get it out quick.
Okay, well, I come from a family of six, so there were some kids that didn't get spanked and some kids that did. You know, there was a little bit of favoritism. But, you know, the kids that didn't get spanked definitely came out a little worse, I'd say, but
interesting. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night at FruitTalkLive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has a gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.